A little bumpy at the old stock market yesterday. Jay Ratliff joins us now from daytradefund.com. Jay, good morning. Welcome in. Just when everything's looking peachy, S&P 500 reaching all kinds of historic highs, and, you know, we're looking all right with our money on the market right now, and then boom. I know you always say, just, hey, easy now. If it's not a 7% drop or more, don't panic. It was only a 1.3% drop yesterday with the Dow, but what grabbed the headline was plummeted 500 points yesterday. Worst day in almost a year. So what the heck happened?
Well, you know, if the Dow's at 12,000, yeah, a 500-point drop, then it's a little bit more than just a shrug. But you're right, and I cannot compliment you enough by focusing on the percentage, because there's so many headlines yesterday. Don't look at your portfolio, your IRA, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking it's a 1.3% drop. We've had days where the market's up and down by a percent or more that goes on sometimes for 2, 3, 4 months at a time. So this was a non-news event, but here's what was causing the concern. We had inflationary data earlier in the week that came out that showed that, this battle of inflation's not over. Maybe now we won't get our 7 interest rate cuts this year. So what Jerome Powell's been saying from forever, that this year might see 3, maybe, has been totally ignored. We're finally now seeing the realization that, yeah, you know, this battle with inflation, maybe it's not over. Maybe it's going to take longer. Maybe those interest rate cuts that we were thinking were going to be massive and often in 2024 may be few and far between. And as this realization continues to kind of soak its way into the brain of a lot of investors who simply read the headlines about massive rate cuts, JT, we're starting to see some realization set in. And you mentioned the S&P 500. I'm really glad you did, because it closed at some historic levels last Friday, Monday. And I've been asked, Jay, what do you think about this? I mean, the S&P is at 5,000, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, yeah, but when you dig deep into the weeds here, this particular situation is one where 96% of the profits, or the surge, if you will, for the S&P 500 companies, JT, 5 or 6 of them account for 96% of that increase.
Wow.
So when you're talking about that thin of number of companies that are making it happen, it means the others are kind of dragging things down.
Yeah.
And once those 5 or 6 stop, you know, skyrocketing, things are going to come back, and we'll see a bit of a drop back. To what extent, we'll just have to wait and see.
Do you think the drop yesterday was a direct reflection of the data we saw on Tuesday? As you mentioned, the inflation rate, is still a problem. Inflation went up. Prices are soaring once again. So, yeah, the rosy light at the end of the tunnel just got real dark again.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what was driving it, because that news as it came out on Tuesday, it was such that caused a lot of investors to really wake up. And I think for the first time in a while, start to really examine what's being said. Now, it's one thing to listen to the pundits who say, you know, massive rate cuts are coming and these analysts keep predicting it. But it's another thing when you're like, wait a minute, you know, what if this inflation battle lasts this year into next? What if it lasts longer than that? This idea that it was one and done has been something that I've been so against, because it's sending the wrong message, I think, to investors that really need to be extra patient here with regards to things. And I think probably my biggest pet peeve is that with a lot of these stocks at all-time high, you have so many people that have this fear of being left out, the fear of missing out, FOMO, that they're rushing in to buy these stocks at unbelievably high prices. I'm like, keep your money on the sidelines, let them dip 10, 15%, whatever you want to wait on, mm-hmm. and then buy them at a discount, take advantage of that. But this idea that people are running into the stock market now with certain stocks are at all-time highs, it's unsustainable. And the reason for that is because right now a lot of stocks are overpriced, and this is not the time to be going out and grabbing a lot of these stocks, looking back and saying, oh, if I'd only grabbed it a year ago, look where I would be. Well, who cares about a year ago? Right now, coming into the game is a very dangerous, in my opinion, situation, and you need to be extra cautious.
All right, very good. Jay Ratliff, thank you for your insight. Always so good. Daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff.